I got a blue and red Adidas bag and a humongous binder. I'm trying my best not to look like a minor niner. When I'm for the football team to prove that I'm a man, I guess I shouldn't tell them that I like Duran Duran. This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9. This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9. If I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars,
well, I'd buy you a house.
Well, I would buy you a house.
And if I had a million dollars,
well, if I had a million dollars,
buy you furniture for your house.
It may be a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice reliant automobile.
And if I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you love. If I had a million dollars,
I'd build a tree for it in our yard.
And if I had a million dollars,
you can help, it wouldn't be that hard.
And if I had a million dollars,
maybe we could put the little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
Little tiny fridge, and maybe I could direct that old lady up there. Oh, the Bryant Street Theater? It's right up that ladder, lady. Welcome to the Bryant Street Theater. Have a fruit roll-up. Aren't you gonna eat it? Oh, for Christ's sake!
If I had a million dollars,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
But if I had a million dollars, well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
But if I had a million dollars, well, I'd buy you John Davidson's remains.
Ooh, all them green and gray and hair.
If I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you love. If I had a million dollars,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had a million dollars,
we'd take a limousine because it costs more.
If I had a million dollars,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would.
If I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you some art, and if I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
And if I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you love.
I'd like to make a dedication. We don't generally make dedications at all, but I met this woman today. She was the sweetest woman I ever met. I was walking down North Clark by Belmont down there, and this little old lady comes up to me and she says, "Excuse me, but do you know where the Bryant Street Theater is?" And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm from out of town." She said, "Well, for Christ's sake!" That's what she said. And I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "Well,
really?
Yeah,
cool.
I'm sorry. No, I don't."
"Well, for Christ's sake!"
I said, "I'm sorry." "Well."
You know, she had been wandering around the same corner.
I actually felt bad. Like, I walked away and thought, "Oh, I should have known where that was." You know? I really should. Like, maybe I'll look for it and then try and find her. I was actually thinking stuff like that. Then I thought, what am I doing? I should, like, go find her and say, "Lady, you're an idiot." And then she goes, "What?" I'll go, "Well." Merci beaucoup. Hello. How's it going, everybody? Thank you for coming. I'm sure they explained everything that's going on here tonight. My dad's a bit of a nut, and he's into his home movie taping. So this is, you know, it started with just a little palm quarter, and then he got the cranes. And, you know, so those are my brothers working the cranes. It's like, it's a family affair tonight. And the craziest...
You think this is crazy? You should have seen it when his wife gave birth.
The craziest thing is, though, you know,
copters and everything over the top.
My dad goes to so much trouble to tape the whole show, and he's only going to show it to my uncle, and he doesn't even like the band. And, oh no! Watch Elwin. You got to see this part, Elwin. This was great. This is a little song about my uncle Elwin.
It's Uncle Elwin.
It's Uncle Elwin.
My uncle Elwin is tall. My Elwin is small. My Elwin plays a mean basketball. He's about 45, maybe 55, 60. I'm not sure. Once he mixed me a drink. I was about 5 years old. It was Kool-Aid and pop. I thought that was cold. Cold meaning good. Cold's supposed to be bad, but I think that I oughta would change some things and change their meanings. I've been here. I've been demeaning once, twice, maybe three times. I asked my Uncle Elwin. He's a mime. He said,
"It's Uncle Elwin. It's Uncle Elwin.
My uncle.